What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, longtime voice of the Orioles. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Jim Hunter. Jim, what is up?
How you doing there, Bob?
I'm doing all right and appreciate the time as always. But if you watched, I mean, I'm sure you did, you watched the game, especially in the extra innings, it's like Boston 0 for 13 with runners in scoring position, by the way. Oriole problem in a recent vintage. But you watch it unfold, and you're wondering, like, why are the Orioles even still in the game in the 9th, 10th, into the 11th inning? So as we look at improbable wins that the Birds have had, and there haven't been a ton of them, I guess that one's in the top three, if not number one right now.
Well, I would agree with that, because the Orioles had so many opportunities to pad their lead, and they weren't able to do it. And, you know, the curious thing to me is, why did he take Garcia out of the game? He struck out three batters on 12 pitches and certainly had good stuff. And what I like about him is he pounds the strike zone, and he goes to Geraldo, gives up a two-run home run to tie the game against Lowe. And after the home run, he was afraid to use his fastball. So I don't know why Garcia was taken out of the game, because he not only looked great, he retired all three batters he faced on just 12 pitches, and he struck out all three. So, you know, they're fortunate to win the game, but they're playing well enough right now, having won, what, three in a row and six of seven, to get back to 8 below .500. So they're definitely playing better, and that was a big win last night to pull it out in 11.
Now, we still bigger picture stuff, and the Orioles could be spoilers because they have some playoff teams on the schedule moving forward the next few weeks. But Colton Cowser, a couple of walks, had the double off the monster there, still makes the plays necessary defensively. We look at him in this lost season, as I've called it, Jim, of 2025. How do you view Cowser as a permanent piece? Because we expect the Orioles to be way better next year than they are this year. Where does Cowser fit in next year and beyond?
Well, he certainly needed that hit when he hit that ball off the Green Monster for the double. I had mentioned to Bonnie, we were watching the game, and I said, boy, he really needs a hit. And then he hit the ball off the Green Monster. I would say he certainly is in the mix for next year. you know, he's got a great arm, although I was stunned that they didn't try to score on the fly ball to center field. I read in the New York Post this morning that the Red Sox game plan going into the series, the two-game series, was not to run on him. And it was a horrible throw to the plate. Basayo had to come about 8 feet up the line to catch it. And if the runner is going, he likely scores and ties the game. But I think Hauser is certainly in the picture. I would like him to strike out less. He tends to take called third strikes quite a bit. And but overall, I think he's a very good player and certainly should be part of the future.
All right, Jim, let's get your impressions so far from Beavers. And you mentioned Basayo, 5 ribbies in his first 3 games. Beavers, he shows the glove in the outfield. We know the bat has certainly played so far here in 2025 down on the farm and early in Baltimore. Your impressions, the Jim Hunter trained eye impressions of the two rookies be making their home debuts tomorrow?
Well, it looks to me like they feel like they belong, and that's a good sign. Beavers played in college at Cal, and Basayo was signed as a teenager out of the Dominican Republic. But, I mean, you know, you look what he did last night. I mean, he hit a tapper out in front of the plate, but he hit it far enough out in front of the plate that the run scored from third, and the Orioles get the winning run. I mean, Basayo's got 5 RBIs in 3 games, and that's not a fluke. I mean, and let's not forget the other day in his debut, he was robbed of a 3-run home run out of leaping catch in right field in Houston. So I think what I've seen so far is, you know, Beavers was hitless last night. He was 0-for-3. First game he didn't get a hit, but he did draw a walk. And, you know, the thing about these two players is they're anxious to be here. They're excited to be here. And their talent got them here. And I think they're very much a part of the big future.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan. Orioles back home tomorrow, taking on the Houston Astros. Start of a 4-game series will be at Pickles Pub both Thursday and Friday. Starting rotation, last 30 starts, sub-3 earned run average. Jim, all year long, you've been bashing them for how bad they've been out of the rotation with the ERA over 5, pushing 6 at times. But, man, for a month, they've been the best starting rotation ERA-wise in Major League Baseball. Where the hell did this come from all of a sudden?
Well, overall, they're still 25th in the majors in starters ERA at 4.64. But you bring up a good point, because in the last 9 games, the starters have gone 4-1 with 4 no decisions, and their combined ERA in those 9 games is 0.83. And one of the big reasons is they haven't allowed a home run in 9 straight games. So in 54 and a third innings, they've allowed 6 runs, but only 5 earned runs. The balk last night against Sagano was an unearned run. So the starters, I mean, I can't say that I saw this coming, because, as you mentioned, I've been on them all year, because the number one job of a starter is to give his team a chance to win, and for the most part, they haven't done that.
Hey, Jim, who do you want to see as managerial candidates?
You know, Vinny, I really haven't thought about that, but I would hope they would bring in someone who has some experience. Not a first-time manager, you know, like Manzolino is. I really haven't thought about that too extensively, but I would hope they would bring somebody in who's experienced.
Hey, Jim, what you've seen thus lately of Gunnar, how good is he playing right now?
Oh, he's playing phenomenal. Especially defensively. You know, he's very confident. He hasn't made an error since June. I believe he has only 7 errors on the year. But the combination of his hitting ability, and I love the fact that he uses the whole field, and his defense is phenomenal. He's playing Gold Glove caliber shortstop right now, and his batting average is coming. It's on the way up, and his power certainly is going to resurface. You know, he's got 15 home runs, which ties him for the team lead, rather. And he is a definite player moving.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Think forward.
Jim Hunter, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Real quick, speaking of managers, we just had Bob Nightingale on last hour, and he thinks Bob Melvin could be on the outs in San Fran. What do you think? Bringing old Melvin back to Baltimore, part of that why not Oriole team of 89. Keeping in mind getting fired by San Fran after he's left the A's, but it is what it is.
Well, he certainly has experience. I mean, he managed the A's, he managed the Padres, and he managed the Giants. So that certainly would be an upgrade because he brings experience. And, you know, I'm sure he would be able to bring in his own coaches, guys that he's comfortable with. But that would be a name that I would think if the Giants let him go. You know, Buster Posey is now running the Giants, and who knows the team that they put together. I mean, I don't follow the NL West that often, but Melvin certainly has proven that he can manage in the big leagues.
Jim Hunter, are you BBTing on Friday? Because I know it's me and Bordy tomorrow.
No, I'm with you next Monday and Tuesday.
All right.
For the Red Sox games. I have Monday and Tuesday at Pickles.
Can't wait to see you, Jim Hunter. Appreciate the time as always. Jim Hunter, have a great weekend.
Thanks. You appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Thanks, no, Jim.
Well, it is Wednesday, but it feels like Friday. He's Nolan McGraw. We're going to hear from him next with the Fun House. Then we got NFL Lunch. Remember Joe Flacco? Well, he was talking to the media yesterday because he's a starting quarterback again in the National Football League. Anthony Richardson, well, he's not as happy in Indy. We'll get into that, too.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.